Begin the current daf in Sefer Baba Kama, daf Yud Zayin. Begin on the second of the bottom line, the daf Tazayin Mabez, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah had mentioned the halacha that a mood is different than the tam, that a mood pays Neli Shalom from the Aliyah. So the Gemara says, what is Aliyah? The Gemara brought a proof from a pasuk talking about burial, that we say Aliyah means from the best things that a person has. So then the Gemara spoke about many different halachas regarding burial from Rebbe Elazar. So the Gemara continues with one of those psukim that were mentioned. The pasuk said, "V'chvoid asu le'b'maisa." This was a pasuk referring to Chizkiah, that they did a great honor for him when he died. So the Gemara explains what's that a reference to. Melamed shayshivu yeshiva al kivra. This teaches us that they settled and they made a yeshiva where there were students that were toiling and learning in Torah over there where he was buried. Which Tosfos points out obviously wasn't literally on by his grave, because that would be a problem of loig l'rosh, which you're not allowed to learn with in Dalet Amos of a dead person. Rather, it was by a distance of Dalet Amos. But that was the great honor that they did for him regarding his burial. Now, pligi by Reb Nosson Rabbanon, but this machleik is Reb Nosson Rabbanon, chara m'shloisha. One says that they did this for 3 days, that they had a yeshiva over there. And as we continue on top of Yedzayin and Aleph, v'chara m'shiv, and the other one says that it was for 7 days. Now, the Gemara says, v'amri lo shloisha, some say that it was for 30 days. And that follows the processions about Avelis, where there's different periods of 3 days, 7 days, shiva, and what's called shloisha. Now, regarding that pasuk, the Gemara elaborates with another brayse, the Tanna Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, "V'chvoid asu le'b'maisa," that they did an honor for him, a great honor for him when he died. So it says the brayse, "Zeh Chizkiah Melech Yehuda." This pasuk is referring to Chizkiah, the king of Judea, which, as Rashi points out, this is just the way the brayse talks. It's not coming to tell us that the pasuk is talking about Chizkiah, because the pasuk explicitly there is referring to Chizkiah. Rather, parenthetically, when it's coming to explain what was the honor that they did for him when he died, so it just introduces by explaining the pasuk, saying, first of all, this is Toma Chizki Melch Yehuda, and what was the honor that they did for him, explains the Braisa, Sheyetzu Lefanav Shleishim V'Shisha Elef Chalutzei Kesef, that they went out in front of the coffin with 36,000 people that had bare shoulders, in other words, that they tore the garments that did Kriya up until their shoulders were visible, which Taisa says the reason why the drasha is around 36,000, because the word v'chabed asu lai is the gematria of 36. That's why they said it was 36,000 chalutzei kesef. Did Rabbi Yehuda? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Amri Rabbi Nechemya, Rechemya says to him, "V'haloi lefnei achav asukin." Why do you have to say that was a great honor that they did for him, as if there was any different? But even Achav, who wasn't like him, they did the same thing. So how can you say that was a great honor that they did for him? Eller, rather, he gives a different interpretation. Rather, what they did was, the great honor that they did for him was that they put a Torah scroll on his coffin and they said, this one, meaning this one who passed away, fulfilled what's written in this, meaning that he kept the whole Torah. That's a great honor to say that about someone who passed away. Now the Gemara asked, but how can you say this is the great honor they did for him? We do this today even for Talmud Chacham, we do the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, afuke mafkina. By a great person that passed away today, we take out a Sefer Torah, but anuche, but to place it on the coffin, loy manchina, that we don't do. That was only done by Chizkiah, or the Ibaithim, or if you want, you could say, anuche nam manchina, yes, today's times we would even put the Sefer Torah on the Talmud Chacham's coffin, but kayim loy mina, we don't say what they said by Chizkiah, that this one has fulfilled what's written over here. Now, third interpretation, Amar Rabba Babachan, he says, Hava Zilna Bahadeid Rabbi Yechanan, Lemishl Shmait. He says, I was walking with Rabbi Yechanan to ask him in learning. Now, Kiava Ayla Besakise, when he went to go to the bathroom, to the lavatory, Vahava Be'ina Mine Milsa, and then I wanted to ask him the question, Le Pashalon Ademashayad, they say, didn't answer our question until he first washed his hands, Umanach Tfilin, Umavarch, and put on Tfilin, and made the bracha. And then he told us the answer. He said, "Afila kayim amrin." It says, no, today's times, not only do we take out the Sefer Torah, and we even put on the coffin, and we even say that this one has fulfilled what's written over there. So what's the difference between a regular Talmud Chacham, a Gavur Rabba, and Chizkiah? Limid l'amrin. We don't say that this one has taught what's written in this. That was only said for Chizkiah. Today's times, we don't, because of we want to make a differential between the honor that was done for Chizkiah, because teaching Torah is greater than fulfilling the Torah. So therefore, that's the difference. That was the cover that they did for Chizkiah, to say that he even taught the whole Torah. Now, however, on this interpretation, the Gemara asks, but the master says, "God limit Torah. Why is learning Torah so great? Shalimin Mevil De Maisa, because learning the Torah brings to doing it. When you know and you're inspired and you're part of it, then you can end up doing it. Now, one thing you see from that statement is that doing Maisa is greater than learning. So why are you saying that, oh, Chizkiya, we say even by a great person today, that he fulfilled. But to say that he taught regarding the learning of Torah, that not. But why? Isn't doing greater than learning? So the message is, Leikash, it's not a difficulty. Ha, lemigmer. This statement that we just quoted, that doing is greater than learning, is regarding to, for a person learning for himself. Then doing, the actions are greater than the learning. Ha, lagmure. But to teach other people, then that's greater than doing. And therefore that we don't say. We could say that kiyim zeh mashenichta bezeh. That we could say even about someone today. But to say that this one taught what's written over there, teaching others is greater than action, that was only something that was said by Chizkiya, not by a great person of today. Related discussion, the Gemara says, Amr b'yichad mishum b'shim ben yichay. Says, Ma'adach Sib, what does it say in the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Ashreichem zayre. Praiseworthy are those who sow, who plant, which, as the Gemara shortly explains, the reference to someone who does tzedakah and chesed, charity and kindness. Al kol mayim. So someone that plants, moreover, on the place where there's a lot of water over there. Mishalchi regel hasher b'chamar, who send the feet of the ox and the donkey. So what is this a reference to? So explains Rav Shim ben Yichai, kol esik b'tayru u'gemilas chasadim. Someone toils in Torah and in acts of kindness. Zeichel enachlas shnei shvatim. He merits to the inheritance of the two tribes, which that's what the Pasuk is saying, that mishalchi regel, that they'll be able to send their feet in the inheritance of Hasher v'Achamar, who that's a reference, Yosef is a reference of Sher, as we know Yosef is called Sher, as the Pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Gimel says, M'chayu Sher Hadurlai. And the Chamar is a reference to Yisachar, as the Gemara is going to bring that Pasuk later on, which says Yisachar Chamar Garam is called a donkey. So someone that toils in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim merits to the inheritance of these two of the tribes, Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Ashreichem Zayri, praiseworthy are those who plant. What's that a reference to? Vein Zriel Tzedakah. Planting is sowing is referring to charity, to kindness. Shenemak says the Pasuk in Hosea. It says, Ziru Lechem Tzedakah, plant for yourself for charity. Kitzru Lefi Chasid, and then reap according to the amount of kindness. So you see that Zriya refers to Tzedakah. So you see the part of Gemilas Chasadim. And moreover, when it says Al Kolmayim, on the place where there's a lot of water, what is that referring to? Vein Mayim Lutera. Water is reference to Torah, like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, "Hey, kol tzame, whoa, oh, to those who are thirsty, lechulamayim, go to the water," which is referring to those who are starving for some meaning in life. Go to the Torah. You see, Torah is called water. And b'zeichel nachal shnei shvatim, and we see that, so someone that toils in Torah Gemilas Chasadim merits the inheritance of these two tribes, which is zeichel lekilo k'yesev. He merits to a canopy, like Yosef, like it says the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ben Pyrus Yosef, a charming son is Yosef, Bani Sadala Ale Shur, which the daughters, they climb over the wall to see Yosef. That's a reference to the kila, to the canopy of splendor that Yosef had. Moreover, the word Shur is also the Shur that was Yosef. And Vezeich Lenachlis Yisachar, and they also merits to the inheritance of Yisachar, which the Chassidic says, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Yisachar Chamoy Garam. Yisachar, it was a strong-boned donkey, which the Targum translates over there. What does that mean? Atur benichsin, wealthy in property. So he gets both Yosef, which is Kila, the canopy, and he gets inheritance of money, which is what we find by Yisachar. Ista Hamida, those say, it's referring to two different things that you get from the Shar and the Chamar, meaning from Yosef and Yisachar. Oivav neiflin lefanav ki Yosef. His enemies fall in front of him like Yosef. The Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Devarim, where it talks about the bracha to Yosef, it says, B'chayr shayr hadulai, like we quoted before, that the firstborn, his ox, is splendor for him. The karner im karnov, and the horns of the re'im are his horns, which the Pasuk then there says, Behem, with them, with those horns, amim yinagach yachtav, that the nations he'll gore together, afsi arts, to the corners of the world. You see that he's able to conquer his enemies. So that's what he gets from the tribe of Yosef. V'zeich lebina ki Yisachar, and he merits to understanding, like we find by Yisachar, like it says the Pasuk in Dibriyam Aleph, says, M'nei Yisachar, that from the children of Yisachar, were yedei bina le'itim, who from those of understanding of the times, ladas mayas Yisrael, to know what the Jewish people should do. So again, those are two different things, two different interpretations of the two things that you get from the Shor HaChamor, from Yosef and Yisachar, if a person toils in Torah and in Gemilas Chasadim. We shall return to the first parak of Masechet Baba Kama, parak Arba Avos. And with that, we begin the second parak of Masechet Baba Kama, parak Ketzer Regel, which, as we mentioned this in the previous stuff, that the Mishnayos here are elaborating and elucidating the halachas mentioned in the first parak, which starts in Daftez Vav Amid Beis, regarding the Mu'adim of Mazikin. Here the Mishnayos elaborate on them, what are those cases, and the specifics of that. So the Mishnah opens up, Ketzer Regel Mu'adis. In other words, where do we find that regal, regarding the mazik of when an animal damages as it's walking, that is going to be considered a mu'ud right away, it's going to pay nezik shalom. So says the Mishnah, l'shabe b'derech u'lucha, to break as it's walking. In other words, in such a case, it's going to be a mu'ud because it breaks as it's going. It's very normal for an animal to break things as it's walking. Moreover, the Mishnah says, ha'behema mu'edis lahal chedarku l'shabe. An animal, it's a mu'ud, it's considered normal for it to go and to break things as it's walking. Which the Gemara is going to ask, this is exactly what we just said. We just said that by regal it's a mu'ud l'shabe b'derech hilucha. What's the any difference when we're saying the same words, just exchanging the word behemah instead of the word regal? We already said it's normal for an animal to break things as it's going. Now, the Mishnah continues, it says, but let's say ha'isa miva'etis, although it's with its foot, but let's say it was stepping on something with intent to break. Now, that's not normal. That's a terlada of keren. Again, although it's with the body part of the foot, that doesn't make it a telada of regal. That's keren, which is mashuna, something that's unusual, and it's also with intent, kavanos lahazik, to break things. Or, although it's not unusual, it's very normal for this to happen when an animal is walking, that a pebble shoots out from underneath its foot, v'shibra esakelim, and it breaks the vessels. In these two cases, although they're both done with the foot, mishalim chatzi nezik. There, the payment is going to be only chatzi nezek and not more. The first one, because it's a telada of keren, and keren is chatzi nezek the first few times. And the second one, as Gemara will explain, is halachal meish mesinai of what's called tsrairis that only pays chatzi nezek. Now, as Rashi points out, obviously then we must be told by that it's in Rosh Hashanah nezek, because in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, the even by tsrairis, which is chatzi nezek, is pater, as the Gemara in the beginning of the parak of the first parak said on Daf Gimel Beis, that Tzreiris is a telada of regal, although it's Chatzi Nezik, hence in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it would also be Pater. So therefore, it must be talking about Rosh Hashanah Nezik. Now the Mishnah continues, showing that how you could have both halachas together in one case. Derasa ala kli b'shabarta. Let's say an animal steps on a vessel and breaks it as it's walking. V'nafal al kli, and then the shards of that first one that it stepped on went and fell, it shot out and fell onto another vessel, the shibra, and broke that one. So explains the Mishnah, ala rishon, on the first one, that's nizke regel. As it was walking, it broke that vessel, mashal nezik shalom, so it pays nezik shalom. But v'ala achrin, on the last one, it broke through tsroiris because it had a pebble, a shard, that shot out and broke the other vessel, mashal chatzin nezik. So for that, you pay chatzin nezik. So the Mishnah says, it's very normal, it's considered mu'ud for a chicken to break things as it's walking, and therefore it's going to be chayiv nezik shalom. Now, ha'idalil kasha baraglav, let's say a dlil, which Rashi says anything that's tied to the foot of a chicken is called a dlil, let's say it was tied onto the foot of the chicken. Or if it was dancing, was jumping, u'mishabes ha'kelim, and it breaks vessels, then it's Mishalim Chatzin Nezik. Then it only pays Chatzin Nezik. Because as the Gemara will explain, the case of the Delil, what's hanging onto the foot of the chicken, is a case of Tzreiris, because it's talking about that the chicken, when it jumps, when it moves, it's Adi Aduyi, it throws the Delil on something else, which is just like a case of Tzreiris, where it's not the chicken itself, but it's Kayach, it's force that makes it shoot out something at the thing which breaks it. And so to the case of Hidus, of jumping, is talking about not actually jumping on the thing, but that it jumps and then it's matis, it sprays something out, which that's Tzreiris, that's the case of shooting out pebbles, which breaks the vessels, and therefore, that's what our mission is defining. Although all these things are done with the foot, when it's the normal process and the foot itself, then it's going to be Nezik Shalom, but when it's unusual, like when it's coming to break something, or even if it's usual, but it's not the foot itself, it rather has something shoot out, then it's going to be Chatzin Nezik. That's the Halacha Meshav Sinai of Tzreiris. Now, the Gemara begins as we continue on Tamid Beis, which asks the question that we alluded to, Amalei Ravina L'Rava, says, I understand the Mishnah. Hainu Regel, Hainu Behema. Why does the Mishnah say, seemingly the same exact Halacha, just one, the first phrase it used the word Regel, the foot, and the other time it used the whole animal, Behema, but it's the same Halacha. Why does it then say, HaBehema Mo'edis, when it already said Halacha, of a Regel Mo'edis? So Amaleser Rabba said Ravina Tana Avis. The reason why I said it twice was because first it talks about the Av Hamazik, the primary, which is mentioned in the Torah, which is Regel. We know that it says in the Torah B'shilach Hasbeiru, referring to Regel itself, the foot, when it steps on something and breaks it with its foot. And then when it used the terminology of Behemoth, but Katani told us, it talks about the derivative of the Av Hamazik, which is that the animal is moved to break things as it's going, not just with its foot. That's the Av Hamazik. But to break it with its body, or with the hair of the animal, or with the saddle, or the load that it has on it, that is all Teiladus of Regel, because the hezek, the damage, is common, and it doesn't have intent to break. That is the same as the Av Hamazik, but it's a Teilada. So therefore the Tana of the Mishnah was saying both the Av and the Teilada. Now the Gemara asks El Me'ata, but if that's the case, that's how you're interpreting when it says Regel and then Behema. So then, Sefer Diktani, let's understand that when the next Mishnah, which we're calling the Sefer on Daf Yotesma Beis, it says the same thing, not regarding regal, but regarding shein. It says, Hashein Mu'edes, that regarding the animal damaging with its teeth when it wants to eat something, it's a mu'ed. And Habehema Mu'edes, the animal is a mu'ed. Now, the difficulty is, my Ovis and my Toldus Ikka, over there, how would you say that the first terminology is regarding the Av Hamazik and the second one is regarding the Talada? You cannot say when the Mishnah there says, when it says, after it says Hashem Mu'edis, it says Habehema Mu'edis Lechol, the animal is considered mu'ed to eat Paris and Yerakis, different vegetables and herbs, that's a Telada, because that's Shein the Av Hamazik itself. Because actually the Telada of Shein is when it does other things to cause damage to derive pleasure, which that's the primary characteristic of Shein. For example, if it rubs against the wall and to get pleasure, to rub itself because it has an itch, and then it damages the wall, that would be a Telada of Shein. But regarding eating, if you're saying Hashein Mu'edis Lechol and Behemoth Mu'edis Lechol, whenever it's an animal, whether you call it the teeth or the animal itself, the eating is the Av Hamazik itself. So the way, by Regel, you could say that Regel Mu'edis and Behemoth Mu'edis, okay, Behemoth could mean the Teilada. But there, what Teilada is there with the teeth, it's the Av Hamazik itself. So what would be the redundancy over there? So that the Gemara says that Havakam Hadale, so Rava responded to Ravina, who was asking now this second question. He responded Bibdichusa in a joking way, and he said to him, look, I answered one of your questions, which was the Reisha, meaning regarding our Mishnah. Now you answer one, now you answer how to understand the Sefer of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, have a time am I? So what actually is the reason? How do we understand the Sefer? Rava answered the Reisha, that's the Av, that's the Teilada, but you can't give that answer for the next Mishnah of Shein. So what's the answer? So Rav Ashi explains, says, Tana Shein Dechaya. The reason why it says two references is that one was referring to when a wild animal eats something with its teeth, and the other reference when it says habehema mu'edis was talking about the tooth of a domesticated animal. When it eats, then there's liability. Why do you have to say both a chay and a behema? So the Rav Ashi explains. I would have thought to say because the v'shilach es be'iriksiv, the pasuk which talks about the mazik of shein, this is in Shemayis Chav Beis, says that he sends be'iroi, which the Targum of Be'irai is Behema, domesticated animal. So I would have thought Behema in Chayaloi, that the Ava Mazik, the Mazik itself of Shein, would only be a domesticated animal, not a wild animal. Kamash Mulan, that's what the Mishnah there is teaching, that the Mazik of Shein is going to be not only on the Behema, but even on the Chaya. And the reason for that is because the Chaya B'chal Behema, because the wild animal is included in the term Be'irai of the term of Behema. As the Pasuk says in the Varm Yadal, where it says, Zaysa behema shataychlu, these are the behemoths that you should eat. And what does it say right after that? Ayal tzvi b'yachmer, it talks about wild animals, chayas. So you see the chayas b'chal behema, that's what the Tana there is teaching by saying both Hashem mu'edis and behema mu'edis, to say the shein is referring to the shein of a chaya, and behema is a behema. And that's why the extra term shein is coming to teach that of a chaya. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's what those two terms of shein is coming to say, then the shein of behema, that should have said first, and only then should have said Hashem Mu'edis, which you're saying is referring to Chaya, because that's the one that's added on. The more basic one that you see from the pasuk of Be'iroi, B'shilach is Be'iroi, is that of Shein of Behema. That's what Be'iroi means. Now you're saying that Chaya is Machla Behema, so then that should have been the second terminology. Why does it say first Hashem Mu'edis and then HaBehema Mu'edis, when it should have been the other way around? So the Gemara says, no, Hayde Asile Midrasha Chavivale. As the Gemara says many times, that which the Tana learned out from a drush is more dear to him, and therefore he said it first. Meaning, Chai is not explicit in the Torah, and therefore, since you have to know it from Drush of knowing that Chai is Bechal Behema, that's why actually he said it first, and only then did he say Behema. Now, the Gemara says, Ihachi, but if that's the case, then Reishanami, then our Mishnah too, Lisni Hahi, it should first say, HaBehema Mu'edis of Regal, which is a teilada, as we explained, because it's not with its foot, it's with its hair, or it's with the load, something that's normal to damage as it's walking. They're like siva bereisha, that it's not written. That should be the first thing that should be said in the Mishnah. Why do we say then haregel mu'edes, which that's the avamazik, that's written in the Torah? B'shilach is b'ir, b'shilach is regel. Mashalach regel asher v'chamar. Why say the teilada first? Because that's more dear, because that's not written in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, hachi hashta, can you compare the two? Hasam over there in the Sefer, meaning by the next Mishnah regarding Shein. Edi v'edi, both Shein of Chaya, of a wild animal, and the Shein, the eating of a behemoth, of Isnenu, they're both av mazikin. As we explained, because they're both included, Chayas b'chal behemoth. So when the Torah is telling you the av mazik is Shein, it includes all these types of animals. Now, hachta asid le midrash chadevilei, but that which is not written explicitly in the Torah, but we know through Drush that that's what the Torah, when it says, V'shilech be'iroi, be'iroi includes chaya too, so the one that's learned from a Drush is more dear. But hach over here, by our Mishnah regarding regel, shavik av etani toilada, what, you think we should leave the av, don't say it first, and say the toilada, the derivative, before you say the av? Of course not. Of course you're going to say the av, and then the toilada. If they're both of us, okay, then we'll say the one of Drusha first. That's why over here we first said haregel mu'edes and abahem mu'edes, whereas over there where they're both av mazikin, we said first the drasha of Shein, which is chay, which is the one that's learned from a drush, and then behemoth, which is the one that's written there in the Torah regarding Shein. Or ibay same. Or if you want, you could say a different reason why over here we didn't say the teilada first, even though it's the midrasha, is because I did the salik miregel since the previous parak. We left off in the tezvav mabeis that it said haregel mu'edes and it didn't say habehemoth mu'edes. So pasach beregel, that's why over here it opens up with the term regel, because of what it had left off in the previous parak. But you're right, if not for that, maybe we would have said the drasha chavivalei of the teilada of habehemoth mu'edes and then haregel mu'edes, just like we say that in the next Mishnah. Now the Gemara quotes a braisa to elaborate on this halacha of our Mishnah. Tarban ulin the braisa, habehemoth mu'edes lahalach kedarko ulishabe. As we said in the Mishnah, the behemoth is considered mu'ed, to go on its path and to break things as it's walking. That's the mazik of regel. Now explains the brisa ketzad. What would the case be talking about? So behema shek nichnisa lochatzar nizik. So as we said, that this terminology behema mu'edis is coming to include even the teilodis, not just with the foot itself. So you have an animal that enters into the domain of the nizik. As we said, chain of regel is only chayiv in rishus nizik ubir b'stei acher, not in rishus rabim. Now, vezika begufa derechelucha, now it damages with its body as it's walking, or besara derechelucha, with its hair as it's walking, or beukav shela, with the saddle that's on it, or beshliv shelaha, or with the load that's on it, or beprum b'shevepi, or with the bit, which is part of the way that you harness, that you hold on to the animal that's in its mouth, if it damages things with that, or bezug shebetzavar, with the bell on its neck, or v'chamor b'masoy, or with the donkey with the load on it, which Taisa points out, although we already said the case of Schliff, this is adding on that even though the load of the donkey is not as tight as other animals, so therefore we would have thought it's not like Gufoy, still we say it's considered as the animal itself, which thus it's going to be Chayv Nezik Shalom, like that of Regal. Mishal Nezik Shalom, and therefore you pay Nezik Shalom. Now Sum Chasayim, he says, Tzrayrois, if the animal damages as it's walking by having pebbles strewed out from it, or or if a chazir, a swine, was snorting with its snout in the garbage heap and it causes damage, mishalom nezik shalom, he pays nezik shalom. The Gemara asks, hizik pshita. Regarding this case that you said regarding the chazir, that is neiver ba'ashba, and it damages, of course, if someone's animal causes damage, so that's normal for it to cause damage in that way, so obviously it'd be chayv nezik shalom. So I would rather say hit is v'hizik. It's actually talking about where the chazir didn't cause damage directly, but rather by snorting around, it then shot out something from there, and then it caused damage. That's what Sumchas was saying, Mishalom Nezek Shalom, you pay Nezek Shalom, because as we see from both of his halachas of Tzreiris and this other case of Chazir Nevi Ba'ashba, which is also a case of Tzreiris, Sumchas does not hold that this halacha L'Mishra Misin, he didn't have this Misera of Chatzin Nezek of Tzreiris. Rather, therefore the halacha is, as Igmo later on explains, he holds that Tzreiris is a case that Yechayev Nezek Shalom, like all other Teiladis of Regal. Now the Gemara would have asked on this Braisa, Tzreiris Manda Kar Shemayu. Whoever mentioned Tzreiris, that Sumchas, as if he's commenting regarding Tzreiris, the Tanakhama wasn't talking about that. Why is he commenting regarding Tzreiris? So the Gemara says, Chasur Mechzer V'chikitani, rather there are words missing from the Braisa, and this is what it has to say. The Tanakhama said, Tzreiris Ki Urchayu, that tsarius, in other words, that even though it's very normal for an animal to be walking and break things, and moreover to even have pebbles shoot out from under its foot and break things like that, still the halacha is going to be chatzi nezek, as Gemara will later on explain. It's halacha meishem Sinai, that although it's very normal and usually something that's orchayu is regular, and you're shisram, you're potter, and in the private domain you pay nezek shalom, here it's only going to be chatzi nezek. And so too, the chazir shall yenevi ba'ashba, behitiz behizik, if a pig was snorting in the garbage dump and it shot things out and caused damage, that's also like tsarius of regal, because whatever, as the Gemara will later on elaborate on this, whatever comes from the kayach of the animal, where it makes something happen, but not with its body itself, that's called tsarius. So therefore, misham chatzi nezik, so therefore the owner only pays half the damages. That is what Simchas Tzaraimi, that's what on this part that was missing. He was commenting and he said, no, tsarius v'chazir sh'yenevi ba'ashba v'hitiz v'hizik is mishalem nezik shalom. He doesn't have this halacha of the halacha mishmi Sinai of chatzi nezik, rather it's going to be nezik shalom. So the Gemara brings many different braises that talk about this machlokes Simchas and Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, what in the braise? Tana Goylin show you mafrichin mimakim lamakim, regarding chickens that were jumping from, flying from one place to another place. V'shivir keilim b'chamfein. Now, if they break vessels with their wings, in other words, that their wings touch the vessel and thus break it, so misham nezek shalom. That's regular mazik, which is normal for chickens to jumping around, and when they cause damage with their body, that's a telad of regal that you pay nezek shalom. Now, beruch shebekamfein. But if, let's say, they break things with the wind of their wings, so that's tsarius, because again, as we said before, that's kaychai, that's not from the body itself, but from the force that's being caused by the body, then misham chatzi nezek, then the owner only pays half the damages. And that's some chesem, and nezek shalom, again, he disagrees, and he holds that it's nezek shalom. So do tani idechul in a different braisa. Tani goylen shoyim ahadzen, regarding chickens that were dancing, that were jumping, agabi isa, agabi peris, either on top of a dough or on top of produce. Fetinfu a nikru, now they either made it dirty, or they pecked at it with their beaks. Misham nezek shalom, so since they caused harm with their body, which is very normal for chickens to do, so you have to pay nezek shalom. Helu afay tsarius, but let's say they made dirt or pebbles come up from the ground onto the dough because they were jumping around. So misham chatzi nezek, again, as we said before, that's only kaycha, it's not the body itself. So therefore, the owner only pays chatzi nezek to the owner of the dough. Whereas some chasam, again, he says nezek shalom, hold tsarius is nezek shalom. So d'tani idich, another braisa. Tarn the gol shoyim afriach mimakom lamakom, regarding a chicken that was jumping, flying from one place to another place. The yatzis a ruach mitachas kenafav, and then wind comes out from under its wing. B'shibras akelim, and because of that wind, it shatters the vessel. Mishalom chatzi nezek, you pay half the damages, which the Gemara says. Stomach rabban, here we have an anonymous braisa, like the pin rabban who hold chatzi nezek, tsarius is chatzi nezek. Now the Gemara asks regarding this machlokes. I'm a rav. He says, Bishlam Simchas says, very well understood the opinion of Simchas, that he holds by tsarius it's nezek shalom, because ksaver kaycha kegufa dam, he holds that the force of the animal is like the body of the animal itself. Like we say by aduma mazik, that kaycha, we say it's the person. It's, you caused it, whether by directly touching it or by making something else, by throwing something out, that breaking that thing, that's part of the animal itself. So that's why it's nezek shalom. El Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, how do we understand this middle ground that they have, that it's chatzi nezek? And that is ike gufoidami, if it's like the animal itself, well then kuli nezik by lishal, then the owner should be paying all the damages. Vilav ke gufoidami, if it's not like the animal itself, well then chatzi nezik namar lishal, then the owner shouldn't even be paying half the damages, because we don't find chatzi nezik, the only place we find it in the Torah and in halacha is by something that's mishuna, that's not normal. But something that's normal, that's it's normal for an animal to do that as it's walking from pebbles to shoot out, we don't find that it'd be half damages. So either way you look at it, it shouldn't be chatzi nezek. Either if it's the body, it should be nezek shalom. And if it's not, it shouldn't be anything. So hadam Rava, then Rava ultimately ended up saying, la'ilm kugufa idami. Really, the Rabbanan hold, like Simchas, that kaycha of the animal is kugufa. It's like the animal itself doing it. But chatzi nezek tsarius hechasagim mirila. The halacha that by tsarius by pebbles is only half the damages, not all the damages. It's halacha l'meishmi Sinai that is only going to be chatzi nezek and not nezek shalom. Now the Gemara continues with related halacha also from Amar Rava. The Rava says he gives the following parallel. He says kol shebezav tamei, anywhere where a zav was a man that has a certain emission coming out of his body, which transmits tuma, makes him tame, and makes things that he comes in contact with tame. So depends what type of a contact he has with that object or person regarding if he's going to transmit tuma. So says Rava, wherever the zav would transmit tame to something, which sounds like that if let's say he's going to touch the thing itself, then he makes it tame. then benizakin misham nezek shalom. So then by the halacha of damages, the same parallel would be where, let's say, the animal was touching the thing, then it's going to pay the whole damages. Where kol shebazav tar, however, wherever by a zav, the thing that he's coming in contact with, that thing is going to be tar. For example, let's say where he doesn't directly touch that thing, but rather he throws an object on another person. That person is tar, because he didn't lift up that person or sit in that person or touch that person. He just threw something on that person. So wherever by a zav is going to be tar, so then by nizakin, so then by the halachas of damages, for example, like the case of tsrairis, where it's the same type of thing, where the animal is causing damage not by directly touching something, but by throwing something onto that thing, misham chatzin nezik, then you only pay half the damages. Now, this halacha of Rava, the Gemara asks, for Rava tsrairis aslash minan, what's Rava coming to teach us? He's coming to teach the halacha of tsrairis by drawing this parallel. We already know the halacha of tsrairis, that it's chatzin nezik. So what's he teaching us? So the Gemara says, like, no, Rava, Eglo Meshechis Bekren Kamashmon. He's coming to teach us a unique halacha regarding a calf that's pulling a wagon. And what he's coming to teach us by the parallel of the halachas of Zav is as follows. By a Zav, that's Tamei, if he's being transported on top of a wagon, that the Zav's on that wagon, and that wagon ride, its wheels go over vessels, over Kalim, those Kalim are going to be Tamei, because the halacha of Medras, one of the halachas of a Zav is that whatever he steps on, he lays on, he sits on, the thing underneath him, even if he's not touching it directly, but it's, let's say, sitting on 20 pairs of pants, even the bottom pants, has a loch of medris hazav, has that avatama. So the same thing is, by hazav, if he's sitting on the wagon, when the wheel rides over that something, it's considered as if he's on top of that keli, and that keli becomes tummy for medris hazav. So it's regarding nizakin, regarding damages too, that he's teaching us the following chiddush. When the calf is pulling the wagon over kalim, and then it breaks those kalim underneath the wheel, it's like the body of the animal itself, and not like tsrairis. You would think it's not the animal, it's kaichai, it's pulling something, and that other thing, that wagon, is causing damages. And that is what Rav is teaching, that no, wherever by zav it would be tamei, so that means to say we see it as if it's the zav himself through the medium of the wagon. Same thing as the animal, when the wagon is riding over and breaking with the wheels a keli, it's like the animal itself doing it, and it's going to be chayiv nezik shalom. But if, let's say, when the wagon that it's pulling is riding over, a bunch of pebbles, and it shoots out from underneath the wagon, and we're in that case, if, let's say, that rock that shot out and hit somebody, that person would not be tummy from the zav who's sitting on the wagon, so by nizakanos, that would be qualifying for the halacha of tsrairis, and then it would only be chatzin nezik. As the Gemara says, Tanika Vasei the Rava, we learn in the Brayos like Rava, that when the animal is pulling the wagon and the wagon's wheels go over a keli and break something, that's like the animal itself, and it's not considered kaichai, just like we find by Zav. As the Brisa says, it goes through all the cases, and at the end it says this additional case of Rava. It says, Behema mu'edes, an animal is considered mu'ed, for the halachas of regal, l'shabe b'derech ilucha, to break things as it's going. So the Brisa says, Ketzad, how so? So as we said before, Behema shenechnas l'chatzah nizik, an animal goes into the domain of the nizik, ve'zike b'gufa derech ilucha, and it breaks with its body as it's walking, or u'besar derech ilucha, with the hair as it's walking, or ba'ukav shalah with the saddle that's on it, or b'shlif shalah with the load that's on it, u'beprim b'shabepio, or the bit that's in its mouth, u'bezug shabetzavar, or the bell that's on its neck, or v'chamar b'masa, as we said before, or the donkey with the load on it, or v'egla meshechis b'kroin, or the calf that's pulling the wagon, mishalim nezik shalom, the owner, the animal, pay nezik shalom. So we see that that's not considered kaichai, it's considered the animal itself to be chayiv nezik shalom. That is the chiddush that Rav is teaching us from the parallel of the halachas of Zav. Now continuing on these halachas of tsrairis, the Gemara says, Tarnabon lun lebraisa, Tarnagoylem shohoyu mechatetin, regarding chickens that were pecking away with their beak, becheveldli, with the rope holding up a bucket. Now, v'nifsik hachevel, now, because they were pecking away at it, so the rope tore, v'nishbadli, and then the bucket broke. Says the Braisa Mishalim Nezik Shalim, so the owner of the chickens have to pay the full amount of the damages, which the Gemara in the next daf is going to explain this halacha. Now, before it does, it introduces Bayi Rava. Rava asks the following question, which is related to this halacha, and will actually be brought in regarding this question of Rava. So Rava asks the following question. D'rasa al kli b'loy shivartav. Let's say an animal is walking, steps on the vessel, doesn't break it, but it causes it to roll somewhere else. And where it ultimately rolled to, there it broke. Maha, what's the halacha? As the Gemara explains the question. Do we say, basami kara azlina? We go based on the initial impact that the animal had when it pushed the vessel, and therefore begufehu. This is a mazik of the animal itself, and therefore the animal's body broke the vessel, although only later on, but it was the impact when it hit it, and therefore it's going to be nezik shalim. It's going to have all the halachas of regal itself. Or maybe busted tavar manas lina. We don't go based on the beginning, but rather we go on when it ultimately broke. And therefore, vitsurius ninu, therefore we don't qualify it as regal itself. We qualify it as tsurius, because that's what tsurius is. Tsurius is when it didn't break upon the impact of the body. It was something that the kayach of the animal caused something to take effect and to be projected somewhere else, and there break. So that's when a pebble shoots out and it breaks something over there. That's tsurius. The question is over here, when it steps on something and it rolls something else, how do we qualify it? Do we qualify it based on when the impact of the animal, which was what projected it, that was the animal itself, with the vessel that ended up breaking, and therefore it is regal, and therefore it doesn't have the leniency of chatzin ezek b'tzrayus? Or do we say that no? We look at it where it breaks. Where it breaks is not right here with the body of the animal. It's the animal projected, and then there it breaks, so therefore it's only going to be like tzrayus, which is the kayach of it, which ultimately broke it, and therefore it's chatzin ezek. So the Gemara says, tif shlemi de rabba. Let's resolve this question of rabba from what rabba said. Because the Amar rabba said, zarek kli merisha gagal. Let's say somebody throws somebody else's vessel from the top of a roof. Now somebody else comes, before it lands, he goes and he breaks it with a stick. Says Rabba, Pater. So this guy who breaks it is going to be exempt, and the one who threw it is going to be liable. Why? Because Daminle, we say to the guy who threw it, Mona Tavira Tava, I broke a broken vessel. So what do you see from Rabba? We go based on Mi'ikara, from the beginning, meaning since ultimately it's going to break when it's going to land, so we view it as if it's broken already. So the guy says, yeah, I know I was the one that ultimately smashed it, but it was already broken in theory, in halacha, because it was going to break. So you see that we qualified already mi'ikara as a broken thing. So says the Gemara, that should answer Rabba's question, that of course it's going to be like regal, not like tsurius, because we view it as broken the moment it projects it, when it comes in contact with it, as we see by the halacha of Rabba. So the Gemara says, no, the Rabba pshitle, the Rabba mibayle. Yeah, Rabba, for him, it was obvious, this halacha, that mi'ikara, but Rabba, he has the question. You can't resolve it from another Amara, what Rabba would hold. For him, it's still a question. Do you go basa mi'ikara, basa tabramana, or basa the time of when it breaks? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following Brisa. Brisa says, hidus, regarding the jumping, the dancing of the chickens, ain't a mood. The chicken is not considered a mood to do that. The Yeshayim Mimhara is a mood, but then the Brisa says, but there are those who say that the chicken is a mood. Now the question is, can you really entertain to say that the case they're debating is when it jumps? Why wouldn't it be mood? Of course, it's very normal for a chicken to jump and it's causing damage with its body. So of course it would be a mood. So Elav, rather, obviously says the Gemara, must be told man hidus vehitus, where it's jumping and it causes to project something. In other words, where it jumps on a kli, and it caused it to roll to somewhere else and break over there. Obal kamifgans, regarding this question of Rabba, that they're actually, it's a machlokes tanaim. Demar, because the one who says that it's considered a muid to pay nezik shalom, sava basa mikrasli, he says you go based on the beginning of the point of impact, which when that was the body of the chicken that jumped on the kli, and that's why he chayv nezik shalom, because he holds basa mikara. But the other one who says that, no, it's not considered a mu'ud, rather you're going to be chatzin ezek like tsurius, is because you go based on when it breaks. And it only breaks later on, 10 seconds later, when it goes and lands where it is. That wasn't the body that caused the damage. It was the projection that caused it. And therefore, that's like koicha, and therefore it's chatzin ezek. So seemingly, Rabba's question is machalikis tanayim. So the Gemara says, like, no, it's no raya that this is their machalikis tanayim. As we continue on top of Yud Chesem and Aleph, it's talking about behitis tsurius. Not talking about the way we had explained it, that he jumped on the kli and that kli then rolled somewhere else. Obviously, it can't be when you jumped in it, you broke it, because that everyone would hold this mood. So the Gemara thought to say that you jumped in it and it caused it to roll, and that's a machalikis. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about where the chicken was jumping and it jumped on a bunch of pebbles and the pebbles shot out, and the pebbles shot out and broke kalem. But he never touched the kli itself. Again, this machlekes in the Braisa, which says hidus, is it a mood or not, is the machlekes between sumchus and rabban, and that is the one who says that it's a mood to pay nezik shalom, holds like sumchus, who holds tsurius, is nezik shalom. And the one that says that it's not a mood, holds like the rabban, who holds tsurius, is chatzin nezik. But therefore, we don't have a raya to Rabba's question from this Braisa, which then the Gemara will continue on the next daf with the original Braisa that we introduced to show that how that reflects regarding this question of Rabba.